This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Senator and Vice Presidential candidate Kamala Harris will address the Democratic National Convention as presidential nominee Joe Biden's running mate Wednesday night. The former prosecutor from the U.S. state of California is making history as the first Black woman and South Asian American on a major presidential ticket. Harris is expected to aggressively press the case against the Republican president's reelection November 3rd. Also speaking on the third night of the party convention are Barack Obama, the nation's first Black president, former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, who lost to President Trump in 2016, and many more. Meanwhile, speaking at a metal fabricator in Wisconsin, Republican Vice President Mike Pence says Joe Biden would derail America's comeback from the coronavirus pandemic.
To bring America's economy all the way back, we don't need Joe Biden's agenda of higher taxes and more regulation. We need 4 more years of President Donald Trump in the White House.
President Trump traveled to 2 key battleground states, Iowa and Arizona, as Democrats gathered virtually Tuesday. He also sought to curry favor with women voters with a pardon earlier in the day of women's suffrage leader Susan B. Anthony. Anthony protested during the 1870s and was convicted of voting illegally because she was a woman. Republicans will hold a virtual convention next week to nominate President Trump to run for a second term. For more on the race, visit our website, voanews.com. Jared Kushner, the senior advisor to President Trump, is calling on Iran to make peace with Washington, as Mr. Trump predicts there will be a quick return to U.S.-Iran negotiations if he's reelected in November. This is VOA News. The U.S. is giving an additional $204 million in humanitarian assistance to Iraqi citizens, Iraqi refugees, and refugee-hosting communities. This according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Iraq's prime minister prepares to meet with President Trump Thursday at the White House to finish a 2-month strategic dialogue to reshape relations between the two countries. Secretary Pompeo announced the pledge after meeting in Washington with senior Iraqi officials who continue to confront threats presented by Islamic State. The top U.S. diplomat urged Iraqi officials to intensify efforts to contain pro-Iran militia groups. A female activist was killed Wednesday and 3 others wounded when unidentified gunmen opened fire on their car in the southern Iraqi city of Basra, security and health sources told Reuters. It was the 3rd incident this week in which gunmen targeted an anti-government political activist after one activist was killed and 4 others had their car fired upon in a separate incident. The recent wave of violence began when activist Tahsin Osama was assassinated Friday, prompting a return of street demonstrations for 3 days in which security forces opened live fire on protesters. The European Union announces financial sanctions against Belarusian officials blamed for election fraud and abuse of protesters. This as hundreds gathered in Minsk Wednesday, defying an order from President Alexander Lukashenko. Meanwhile, pressure is mounting on Belarus's authoritarian leader to resign. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
As authorities resumed detentions of protesters who were filling the streets of central Minsk, opposition leaders ratcheted up the pressure on the government by forming a coordination council to push for a new election. Several dozen people were detained in front of the Minsk tractor factory, where workers had been on strike for several days. The council was formed to facilitate peaceful transition of power and denounced by Lukashenko as an attempt to seize power in the country. Earlier in the week, opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya urged the international community and EU leaders to intervene.
I call on you not to recognize these fraudulent elections. Mr. Lukashenko has lost all the legitimacy in the eyes of our nation and the world.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Lukashenko denies manipulating the election. One of Mali's most influential power brokers, Mohamed Diko, will withdraw from politics, his spokesman said, after a meeting Wednesday with leaders of a military coup. The coup leaders call themselves the National Committee for the Salvation of the People and have promised to oversee elections within a reasonable time. France asked Wednesday for the immediate release of Mali's president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, as well as of his government, detained after Tuesday's coup. Via remote, I'm Diane.